You're very welcome back to the news at 1. We're moving to Gaza next. The UN Children Agency, UNICEF, is warning that the Strip is facing a man-made drought as its water systems collapse amid the ongoing Israeli bombardment. Meanwhile, Palestinians seeking to obtain humanitarian aid continue to be killed at collection centres by the Israeli Defence Forces. For more, we're joined by Juliette Tuma, Communications Director with the UN Palestinian Agency, UNRWA. Juliette, can you tell us just initially on the issue of water, what is available for the more than 2 million people in Gaza today?
Not much is available, and water is the life. Gaza is running out of water and it's running out of life. It depends very, very much, this population, on water coming from outside. And because of the siege, this has not been possible. And also, a lot of people are now depending on not very clean water, which has long-term impact on their health.
Previously, we heard that desalinization plants and wastewater treatment plants were closing due to the absence of electricity and numerous other problems. Do you know what the situation is today? Is anything working?
The issue is related to the delivery of fuel, and the Israeli authorities have not allowed any fuel to come into Gaza for nearly 4 months now. And fuel is necessary for electricity, for the internet, for water supplies, for medical facilities. It is a must that fuel is allowed back into Gaza. The supplies of fuel are running very, very low, and this is already impacting certain aspects of life, including access to safe water.
On the issue of food distribution centres, which are operating outside of UN control, the Palestinian embassy in Ireland branded the collection centres as death traps and said that more than 300 Palestinians had been killed and 2,649 people injured just in a matter of weeks. Is any food being distributed today?
The way that the aid, food specifically, is being distributed now by this new setup that we understand was put together by the Israeli and American governments is lethal. It is a death trap. And it's against the humanitarian principles. We have a way to distribute food and other essential supplies to people in need through over 400 distribution centers that are spread around Gaza. But to do that, we need the Israeli government to allow the United Nations, including UNRWA, to bring in basic supplies, not only food, to allow us to do our work. This is all we're asking for, because this current scheme that was put in place is putting the lives of people, civilians, at a very, very big risk.
The Israeli Defence Forces has on numerous occasions ordered Gaza's population to get on the move ahead of security operations. Where are the main population centres in Gaza now? Where are people mostly based?
People continue to be ordered to flee and to look for safety, which doesn't exist across the Gaza Strip, because no place is safe in Gaza and no one has been spared. And what happens often is people have or are forced to start from scratch. Hence why it's absolutely critical to allow organizations like UNRWA to bring in supplies and deliver those supplies to people in need, because people in Gaza quite often lose everything and need everything. And that's been ongoing for more than 20 months now.
Juliette Tuma, Communications Director with the UN's Palestinian Agency, UNRWA, thank you very much for joining us.